Good morning. Today is Monday, April the 23rd. Joining us this morning, REDEC Executive Director Greg Foster.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Not the non-executive.
Yeah, right.
You ever wonder why, where names come from like that?
You know, I'm not sure. I always said I could be the CEO, but that would be a ridiculous, given I only have four of us there, right?
Yeah, well, okay.
But
and bottle washer.
Speaking of titles, the fifth in the line of the throne was born today.
Are you tingly about it?
Well, there are three birthdays that I'm aware of today. His, William Shakespeare, who I don't believe is celebrating, and my mother, who is celebrating.
Yeah. So you had that Shakespeare mom connection there, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, mom was my
Shakespearean
English teacher. Yeah. So world lit in 1945.
I had Steve Miller as Shakespeare. Took it twice.
Really? He had an awesome band.
Yeah, and his backhand was pretty good, too.
Yeah, there you go.
At one time, a long time ago.
There you go.
So what are you sensing out there? Are things starting to percolate a little bit?
Well, Friday, Friday, the Employment Development Department released its monthly report. And
The number of employed?
Number of employed and unemployment rate. And
fiction.
Okay.
Unemployment. Because it's been redefined so often.
Well, that's
So I look number of employed. That's
right, and
that's what I'm looking at.
Right, and I have a chart that I use. It's the number of employed and the size of the labor force as reported. And the number of employed is still increasing, and the unemployment rate as reported was 3.7%, which is pretty darn low. And I've had a number.
Well, it's not sustainable.
No, it's not. And in fact, so there's all this data, and then I always go out and talk to folks, right? And so I had a few conversations last week, one of which was with a manufacturer up in Arcata, well-known, long-time manufacturer.
Oh, good. Not one of those manufacturers
No. But and they've hired 20 people since January. And we've seen that a number of the longer term manufacturers up there who've been pretty vocal and open, the Coca Tats, the Wing Inflatables, a number of others, who have been, hiring, quite a bit, but also experiencing a lot of hiring difficulties, just trying to find people and
people who can pass a drug test, who can pass a drug test and show up on time,
just people.
Just bodies.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I saw a presentation from Michael Kraft on Friday at my Rotary Club and from Sequoia Personnel, and they had done a big survey of employers. And the whole, drug test not showing up wasn't really, by my recollection, a huge issue from the employers. It was just finding people. And so that's a real issue. I had a conversation with the head of an accounting firm the other day, and I said, how's it going?
A positive one, I hope.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
but I said, how's it going with you guys? He says, our biggest issue right now is we need to find accountants.
No, I've heard that one for a long time.
Or accountants or bookkeepers,
number of people.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, let me ask you if you see the same thing. Does this get back to the lack of viable housing?
Yes.
In our
area?
That's
part of it. That's part of it.
I mean, if we can't get people here, or if we can get people here, that's dandy. I mean, think of all the displaced in Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy. But if you can't afford a house, it doesn't really matter if you can find a person or not.
Well, and if afford or even find a house that's available or an apartment.
Yes.
And so, there's a number of issues coming together, and these were not issues that were unexpected, in my opinion, right? In 2005, I believe, or 6, the Bureau of Labor Statistics put out a report that said by 2010, for every person entering the workforce, 2 are leaving. And that's just a demographic shift because we aren't having as many babies or didn't have as many babies.
Right.
And that was delayed by the recession. You had a lot of people going into the labor force longer who you'd expect to retire, the baby boomers. But in fact, now they're leaving. And so so you know, we have a smaller population that now communities are competing for. So you're
California or national?
Nationally.
Okay.
Nationally. And so we're competing for talent, for people. And so, you know, that changes your approach a little bit. It's, you know, instead of or enhances it or gives it a little more flavor, which is, you know, if our job is to support the business in job creation, which you know, we theoretically do, and we do directly in REDAC because we make a lot of loans. Should we also not be laser focused on those other issues, which is making a community that's attractive for people to move to, and that they have a place too? So I think, well, you know, one of the issues we really need to face countywide is kind of having a laser focus on not only creating more housing, but figuring out a way to make some of the existing older stock better. Because I
viable.
Yeah. I mean, we've done, you know, my wife and I did recently, and mostly her, you know, housing search in another community. Now a large community, you know, in New Orleans and in the suburbs around there.
Yeah. You were bragging about that gumbo last time you were here. Thank you very much.
Let me tell you, the quality of housing there was much better than here. And so when you're competing against small and large communities that are trying to attract or retain people, the quality of the housing is a big deal.
Oh boy, is this going to be a fun show?
Yes, do it.
I'm teed up. Get the commercials out of the way, and we'll be back.
All right, let's pay for this.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster from REDAC. Greg, the concept of infrastructure, including housing, I think is still something that's relatively novel in a lot of areas. Well, you know, it's the private sector. Oh, this is that. But when it comes to developer fees, boy, everybody's willing to pile on and pounce and say, well, no, this is our responsibility.
Right, right.
Fine. So let's look at Humboldt County. You know, how many building permits were taken out last year for either single or a two or a duplex or a quad?
Right, right.
Probably not that many. You had a couple of multi, like with the apartments that Kramer's building and some of the stuff that Danny Johnson may be doing out on the Spit. But you look at the county proper. Where was the last major housing complex? It was probably the one kind of kitty corner from the Eureka Inn. For boy, what was it called?
Oh, the old downtowner up there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a senior housing,
but that's something different. That's
right,
not
right.
Regular guy stuff. When you look at Ukiah, when you look at, and I suppose we could use Reading. I mean, it's comparable enough. Mm-hmm. Chico, some of those that are of similar size to the greater Eureka area. Are we behind the eight ball because we're not doing anything?
Yes and no. Yes, because, you know, they're making space available. The thing about those towns is they don't have a lot of the physical constraints that we have. In other words, you can build in Chico and Reading. You got a lot of space. We are kind of landlocked here. That being said, we can't use that as an excuse not to do something. And, quite often I'll hear, well, we'd like to, you know, build these kind of, but X, Y, or Z. And I'll respond, well, what have you tried? Well, we really haven't tried anything because of X, Y, and Z. And it's like, well, that's unacceptable. And so I think that.
So it's more of a cultural thing?
Or just a matter of making it a priority. And you know, we've never really, that I'm aware of, as a region, said, okay, we need to really create and hold ourselves accountable to getting two things done. Increasing the housing stock and improving the existing housing stock. And I know literally of one entrepreneur that came here. His wife was from here. He came here, started a business. They rented a home, and he got really sick. And it turns out he had black mold poisoning. And his doctor said, you need to leave.
Pronto.
Out of here.
Yeah.
For a number of years until your body can sort of heal itself. And so we lost him, and he closed his business. And so, you know, when you hear stories like that, and they're legion, right?
So is that just not recognizing what's going on, or is that trying to do workarounds and getting nailed?
Well, you know, we have a lot of old housing here, which is kind of cool, right? Because you got these beautiful old houses, but some of them are not so beautiful.
Well,
and
right.
Some of the apartments around here are not so beautiful. But because we have such a limited supply, they're filled. And that, you know, if let's say I was bringing in an entrepreneur who was really interested in doing something here and was looking for a really high, you know, nice place to live, it's difficult, right? It really is. And I'm hearing that from, you know, St. Joseph Hospital and, you know, major employers who are doing things now. And that's not just in the Eureka area. I mean, you go down even to Southern Humboldt. Yeah, exactly. They have a huge housing problem down there. And I hear, and I have to talk to him, John Porter, you know, putting housing units into his RV park there so he can have places for his employees to live. So I think there needs to be a laser focus on this and some real goals that we set and that we report on.
So whose feet does this land at?
Well, so the folks that control land use are the cities and the county, right? And it's not REDEC. I mean, we can bring out the issue, but they say, well, REDEC, why don't you do something? I said, well, you know, I can highlight the issue. And in fact, we're going to hold a forum on this in September or October, just on the housing issue, which is kind of new for us. But it's those who control land use and permitting and those kinds of things that really can make a difference in partnership with those that build. So
and the landowners, I would presume.
I'm assuming the builder, owner builder, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, exactly. And so, you know, take an approach, perhaps, not unlike what people do with industrial parks, right? Find a tract of land. If it's not zoned correctly, zone it correctly. Pre-permit it for a certain type of housing and reduce all those barriers that you can to streamline the process.
Kind of make it simple?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And you know, so there's a policy, there's a programmatic, and then there's just getting out there, finding a piece of dirt, find out who owns it, you know, and getting with them and saying, hey, we want to do what we can to help you develop this, and getting it done. And you know, there's ways to do that, and other places do that, right? It's just about being aggressive and focused.
Now, we hear that staff size is a constraint by the county often.
Mm-hmm.
True or false?
I don't know, quite honestly. I just don't know. I don't work for the county, but
Or is it a prioritization?
I think there's a prioritization. For example, there was a lot of staff growth around the cannabis permitting process. Why don't we do the same thing for housing?
It's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster, one of our sponsors, along with, well, I could drop names, but I shan't.
CDH Painting.
Yes.
Dwayne. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Lolita Cheese, right?
The Franckies, yep.
Yeah, okay. And one more who I forgot.
American Ag.
American Ag Credit.
Dave and
good
the folks down there.
Yeah, good folks.
As we're looking at Humboldt County, big picture Humboldt County, cities and county, we are having the lack of impact of the drug legalization. On the positive side, we are seeing ripples certainly throughout the business community.
Yeah.
Do you sense that there's now going, this is going to serve possibly as this cattle prod, Greg, to get housing, to recapture some of these homes that had their curtains drawn 24 hours a day and the grass growing in their front yard and just kind of sitting there fallow?
Yeah, yeah.
And really kind of start maybe, and I don't know how, but let me just say getting aggressive,
right,
about getting homes here so we can start getting people here and grow that employment base?
I hope so, which is not a great answer. But I haven't seen any data on the increase or decline of grow houses, but you know the city of Arcata did a smart thing in that high utility tax, and you know all of a sudden you know those homes that were being used for grows began transitioning back into traditional housing.
Yeah, Karen said they're down to about a dozen.
Yeah,
plus or
yeah,
minus
and
now.
And so they were really smart, and I don't know why other jurisdictions didn't follow that lead.
You know what I think it was? Mm. Didn't you have to buy that software? There was a huge upside initial investment, and it was every jurisdiction. I mean, $200,000 kind of thing. And everybody kind of recoiled to that. And now it's been paid off, and now they're ahead of the game in Arcata.
Oh, it's almost like you're thinking long term.
That would be an ROI concept.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, you got to look at, you know, let's say we spend $200,000 on a piece of software, but over time we've returned X number of houses back into the market that are available for employees and people who are spending in town and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
And those hard costs recovered from those premium prices that are associated with these guys.
You know, even if it's a loss, even if you're taking a loss on it, you know, you can, you got to look at a broader return to the community. And I think that that's probably a great calculation to try to make. And in fact, I think Arcata would say this was money and effort well spent because we returned a lot of this housing back to the to housing rather than indoor grows. And in fact, what that did is, you know, we can house more people. It improves our communities because we don't have this neighborhood disruption, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I don't know why other jurisdictions haven't done that. I don't know if, like, for example, the city of Eureka, I don't know if that's a big issue, the grows, you know, grow houses in Eureka. I suspect that the market's taking care of that too somewhat because the price of, you know, the wholesale price of cannabis has gone down that it may not even pencil out to do a indoor, you know, high intensity grow. When I just saw some data from the city of Eureka, excuse me. And, you know, there have been a lot of jobs created. This came from both the city of Eureka doing surveys and I believe part of the Sequoia personnel. A lot of jobs being created in the manufacturing and testing, of cannabis products. Somewhere like 100, and I think they said 120 jobs, 98 full-time and 30 part-time jobs from the businesses they surveyed. And those are folks that are doing extraction or making products or that sort of thing. Kind of quiet, but they're also higher end jobs. You know, they're hiring people with college degrees.
Well, they're chemists, aren't they?
Yeah, you look inside these they're really labs, right? They're very clean, and I went to one extractor up in Arcata, and I walked in. I said, "This is about the most professional business I've seen in Humboldt County." You know, it was they had all their standard operating procedure manuals on the wall, you know, and they have all their permits on the wall and they've been inspected and, you know, the conduit and all the electricity and everything is done right. And
licensed?
So, you know, we're seeing growth in those kind of things. So, you know, partly the market will shake it out, I suspect.
You keep using these really bad puns.
Shake. Funny. Well, that's such an old, dated term. You ask new people, hey, what's shake? No, I don't know. They call it trim now. Or
oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you have any sense, any idea, have you seen any statistics with the housing stock that is in Humboldt County, or pick a jurisdiction, doesn't really matter. What percent are owner-occupied? What percent are owned by out-of-market or absentee owners? What to get that dynamic, you know, I look at the old post office in Eureka.
Or yeah.
We could say the old court building if
the
we want to.
Old court building, whatever.
I think the fellow, didn't he buy it a couple years ago out of San Jose?
Somewhere, yeah.
Didn't know what he was buying. It's URM. It sits there, right. And it's, you know, one of those gems that could be so many cool things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just sits. Now, take that same analogy to some of these houses that have got the curtains drawn all the time and the grass growing. And whether or not it's a grow house doesn't really matter. The thing has fallen apart.
Right, right, right.
Any way to address some of those? You know, because if it is an investment and the housing values are going down, it's really tough to tell somebody, drop another 20 in there and then sell it.
Right, yeah.
For less than what you bought it for.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not...
Or inherited it for.
Well, yeah, and then you got that is a secondary option also.
Yeah.
But most times when you inherit something, you're not having to pay market value.
No, of course not. Yeah, yeah. And so, well, and if you inherit it, it's easy cash flow. Why do I put any money into it? I got it for free and I've got it rented. So what the heck? And so I think there's probably a number of things, both on the carrot and the stick, that need to be done. And I don't just put housing in this. I think commercial buildings as well. And
sure, real estate.
Yeah. And part of it is creating an active or helping create an active market where you have to compete, and so supply side is important for that.
So new construction is going to drive this thing rather than reinvesting.
I think it's both.
Existing.
I think it's both, and because you can reinvest and fix up some of this housing, but that may not deal with the issue of just the sheer number of units that are available for folks. And so, you know, we can look at vacancy rates. You know, you can look at the housing costs versus the average income and all sorts of data. And we can study that forever. But ultimately, we just need to figure out what to do and do it. Win the
or
Super
just
Bowl.
Do it, and then we'll figure out what we're
well,
doing.
Well, sometimes that's
action
true
sometimes,
as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Fly Humboldt remind you that flying local is buying local and supports local jobs and investment. Fly Humboldt is a community-based coalition of businesses, organizations, and citizens dedicated to getting more flights to more destinations. We know that reliable and affordable air service is a critical part of a healthy community. For more information, visit flyhumboldt.org or find us on Facebook.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster.
Last few minutes, yeah.
So are there models that are out there that could allow the employment base to expand? I mean, there are properties certainly that are available if the return is viable. And I suppose, you know, it's basic econ, right?
Right.
I mean, you took those classes and probably got higher grades than I did, or...
I
hope you took classes and got higher grades than I did, because if you didn't, then something else is at work here. But it seems pretty straightforward, pretty simple. What is this impediment that's there? Is it perception?
You know, I think it's perception. I think it's a lack of focus. You know,
by
you think
who or what segment?
You know, I'm not going to point out a single group, but you do need a leader, right? So it's whoever takes the lead on this. It's the football analogy, right? You know, you go into the season thinking, who's, you know, we're going to win the championship or the Super Bowl. What is it we need to do to get there, right? And you have a coach, and you have a lot of assistant coaches, and you have players, and you figure out all the pieces that you need to put together to get as far as you can that season and get to that goal. So the first thing you do is you say, we're going to do this.
Who you?
Well,
now there it's the owner as the head coach.
Right. So
general manager. Okay, there's somebody tasked with it.
Well, and for in this realm, it's got to be the political leadership, in my opinion.
Or is it the planning commissions? Can they spearhead it? Is it staff that can do it, or is it only
It's got to be the elected leaders. I think that's because they're the ultimate decision makers on all of this, right? The planning commission.
But most are part-timers.
But they volunteer and ask us to vote or pay for them to be the leaders, and so let's lead, right? You've got to set the goal. The owner, you know, or whomever may say, head coach, here's our goal. We want this by this. You bring me the plan and figure it out, and I'll support you.
So that's the citizenry.
Sometimes it's as simple as that.
Citizenry instead of the owner. But do the citizens want development?
Well, and that's a bigger question. Yeah, and some don't. There's that whole NIMBY thing where it's just like, no, we don't want it. We're perfectly comfortable where we are. And that's a legitimate but short-sighted position to have for the community.
Oh, boy. I'm glad they have your email address on that one. Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
All righty. See everybody tomorrow.